Aloha. This is Mea Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary, Hawaii. Beautiful summer's day on the Big Island. Clear blue skies. Toasty warm, but it is windy. So I'm trying to shield you from the wind right now, but you can probably hear it because it's really howling. And I don't know, I just find it really peaceful. And that is part of the visioning for the physical space of the Happy Heart Sanctuary, is that I have it on my list. My must-haves is a broadcasting room so we can have a beautiful space that's designated for this work and invite guests from around the world to share what their thoughts are and their work. So that is in the works. But for right now, it's you and me sitting in my garden, enjoying the sun and the warmth and the wind. So it is, if you're catching this in real time, 4th of July. So happy 4th of July to everyone, and hoping you're enjoying your festivities and, you know, spending time with loved ones and doing some nice things, enjoying your day. My little one has gone off with friends, for which I am so grateful, because it makes her happy, and that's a good space to be in when you're 13, hanging out with friends, thinking everything is oh so important. Sweet and innocent, kind of bordering on the grown-up that you develop into, but still the grips of that sweet, innocent baby youth still holding on. So anyway, gives me time to do what I love best, my purpose in this life, and that's talk to you. And so grateful for you to join me in this space. Not really sure what we're going to talk about today, but let's see what comes through, because something always does. I always prepare the space and invite the ancestors and guides to come through, knowing that it's their whispers and nudgings, their voice, that's part of this circle. So we'll see what comes through. I suppose if you are catching this in real time, that you'll know that, yes, again, there was another shooting, another one, in my home state of Illinois, a suburb not far from where I grew up, where my parents still reside. You know, and it can just be so disheartening, isn't it? On one way. And I'll get to the other. But your immediate feeling is, you know, again, why? Why? Why don't the powers that be, the people in those positions to change laws, why don't they? Why don't they? I think that's why we get frustrated. Because we see these horrible things happening in the world. And we go, what can I do? It's like our hands are tied, isn't it? And that's, you know, for this Aries warrior here, it's not a good space to be. And in part where I do this broadcast and group work and everything that has to do with Mea Voce and with the Happy Heart Sanctuary. Before that, the Be Kind Revolution with Gentle Feather Institute. If you are sitting in grief, end of life, counseling, everything I do is about shifting your energy so that we can together shift the energy of the world. So that was a pause. Yes, don't switch away. Just having a thought. When I worked in the studio, the station manager would look up in horror if there was a pause. You know, sometimes pauses are good. Gives everyone a moment to just check in. You know, they like to fill all airspace with some kind of noise. So he would get very nervous when I'd pause. But don't you get nervous. You know, there's a reason. Just gives us a thing to collectively come together. And I feel like you know, we really haven't a chance to do that. Now, let's talk about energy. All right, let me get to it. We are sitting in this time that was foretold so long ago by so many indigenous cultures that knew this day would come, the day when things were just ripped open. I've called it for years the unfolding. It's like the analogy of, you know, the floorboards in an old rickety house that they're worn and the screws are coming undone, and you know you've got to pry them up and repair them. But as you pry them up, or they explode up, breaking, you see what's been buried underneath. And in our world, there's a lot that has been buried underneath. And we, all of us who walk this earth, it's like, look over here. No, don't look under the floorboards. Look over here. Now look over here. All of these things happening, distractions to keep us from what's really important. And in my world, and if you're sharing this space, what's really important is knowing who you are. Because in knowing who you are, you can connect with your true power. Reclaiming your sovereignty, your absolute sovereignty as a human being, but even more so as a being of light. You know, and that's what all of this energy, this COVID, all of these things that have been busting open, right? I love when people still say, oh, we're going to go back to pre-COVID times. And the answer to that is no, we are not. You cannot just forget what's been happening because it's not meant to happen. All of this has been for a purpose, and that's to reveal. That's a big word they're showing me right now, to reveal that which has been hidden away. We find ourselves in this energy right now of revealing. And part of that revealing is understanding who you are. It's taking the blinders off now, shoving them away. It's taking that sack that we've all been carrying of the I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, I shouldn't do this, I'm not supposed to do this. It's taking that bag and catapulting it the hell out of here. Because it's not ours to carry any longer. It's not. And if you're hearing this, you know it's not. There just is no more time. I have this insane pushing. And I remember even being in the studio in Sydney saying, you know, the time is now. The time is now. But it wasn't that insane pushing like now. Like now they're saying like now is now. Get off your pity pot, drop that sack, and do your stuff. There is a reason each and every one of us is here. Your gifts, your talents, your light are needed in the world. They are needed. Needed. You must allow your light to shine. Must. So that in part is my purpose, and the purpose of the Happy Heart Sanctuary is to bring people together. To connect. Because it's through that connection that we grow stronger. You know, imagine your light as a match light. It shines brightly in the room, but if you bring that match light to another and another and another, that light grows stronger. And the high vibration of another being of light that feeds you allows you to raise your vibration, to raise each other's vibration so that you feel more secure in doing your work. So we ask what we can do. People just getting frustrated, so, so very frustrated. Number one, to sink down in anger and allow yourself to get lost in that is not the answer. It is not. There are two kinds of anger. One is the kind that eats you, destroys you, and the other can be used as a fuel. That righteous anger that turns you on its side and says, I'm going to use this to energize my work. It's like rocket fuel pushing you beyond. So be very careful that you don't allow the emotions to take you over. In this case, rise above. Sit in a space of clarity. Clarity and strategy are the words coming for this age, right now. Think very clearly, connect with your guides, to the ancestors, to your inner being, of what you are meant to do right now. And if that doesn't make sense to you at this point, who are my ancestors? Who are the guides? Don't worry, we'll be doing more work on that. Just not in this moment. There is a force. Let's just call it of negativity. Let's call it an old energy. That it's breathing its last gasping air. And it's not going down without a fight. Not going down without a fight. But that doesn't mean you need to fight back in that space. Okay? This work now that we're doing here and so many others is, again, it's about understanding who you are. It's about understanding truly what tools you have that you carry with you every moment of every day. The powers within you to create, to manifest, to run your own life. You have tools, my sister. You have so many tools. And they, the old energy, the forces of negativity, call them whatever you want. They don't want you to know about those tools because they know how powerful you really are. And step number one is understanding. And I don't mean from an academic, cerebral, thinking kind of way, but from a sense of absolute knowing that you are an energy being of light and that we reside in an energy world. Also created of light. And in the book that I'm writing, I share a moment when I challenged the universe and I had a moment to see the world as it truly is, in outlines of light. So I can attest from my vantage point, this is true. But that is step number one, understanding that you are an energy being. You are an energy being. And the number one thing that you have absolute control over 24/7 is your energy. And when you know that and you can work with your energy, miracles happen. Miracles happen. So we're not going to fight, quote unquote, this old energy with tools of the old. No. In fact, we're going to really shift away from the distractions, the fear that's being thrown at us in the outside world. And we're going to turn our awareness within. Because that is where change occurs, both within you and without. It's as above, as below, but also as within each and every one of us, it's mirrored without. So that is the first step, understanding that you are an energy being and learning how to work with your energy with this piece of knowledge. In the workbook I'm writing, the guidebook to life, and other things your mother couldn't tell you, there are practical exercises to guide you on this journey home, because that is in fact what it is. It is time, my sisters and brothers, to come home. To come home. Home to self. Home to a space where the self is important. And I wrote that in a blog this morning. which I think I'm going to unveil the website. It is not nearly finished, but like housekeeping, it's one of those things that's just never done. And I really want to get these things that I've written and are writing in tandem with these podcasts out there. So you'll see there's little bits that say busy mom, not finished yet. Just I ask you for your understanding, but the blog is up and things are in there. So would love to share that with you. The blog post I wrote about this morning was about nourishing the self and about how important that is. And we women, we have been told, oh goodness, in so many different ways, that every single person out there, especially if you are a partner, especially if you have children, they are all more important than you. All of them. They all come first. You come last. And in fact, we are also very busy. I just had this conversation with my uncle's wife today. And if she's listening, hello, out there in Chicago. How we are kept so busy, I believe, on purpose, so there is nothing left. You know, when I bring to my women's circles, what are you doing to nourish yourself? It's like a reaction between tears and pulling your hair out, because everyone knows an inherent level that you need to nourish yourself, that you're better when you do. But what time do I have? That's what I get. Or even, I don't even know what to do anymore that would feed my soul, because all I'm doing all day is just tasks, working in a job that doesn't feed me, tending to house, tending to partner and children. It's all encompassing. There's nothing left. There's no space for me. And the reality, when we sit in that space, that there's no space for me, is that there isn't any space for you, and you're riding below E on empty. You can give it a name: depression, emptiness, the void, bottomed out. And from that space, it's impossible to create, isn't it? It's impossible. So that is part of what this work is at the Happy Heart Sanctuary. It's not just, hey, just be happy. No, it's so much more. This is the road to happy, is the road home to self. It's the road to honor who you are as a person, as a being of light. It's about shutting out the outside world and coming home to your heart space and listening to what's within it. It's about opening up that door of intuition that's been locked within you, honoring that space of inner knowing, connecting to yourself and your wisdom, connecting to all that is, to Goddess, to God, to the vibration of love. Call it what you'd like. It is all the same. Connecting, connecting. That is how we shift energy. And that is the energy that, let me rephrase. That is how we shift energy. And that is what's being called of us now. That is the key. Shutting out the outside distractions and diving within and reconnecting. I do a meditation in my groups. We ground first, but then we journey through our energy beings of light into the earth, and we plug in to the crystal grid. Each of us has a space there, and when we plug in to that crystal grid, we become one with the energy, the harmony of the earth, because in essence, we are one. There is no disconnection between Mother Earth and us. That disconnection exists only in our minds. We are all one. And when we reconnect, when we plug in to the crystalline grid, I hear feedback from people. There's this rush of energy. There's a release of old energy as you begin to feed yourself with that nourishing energy. Oop, the wind. It's that connection that is oh so important now. That connection. How does that feel? How do those words feel within you? Does it stir something within you? Maybe you're very far on your awareness awakening process, and you know this inherently, but maybe don't take the time during the day, or maybe you do. You know, for whatever reason, these words are finding you now, either as a reminder or as that nudge in a new direction. You don't need to bash your head against the wall anymore or wring your hands in a feeling of there's nothing to be done. There's loads to be done, but it is in a new way. Working with, creating with this new energy that is at our disposal. But you don't access it out there. You access it within. And the door to within is through stillness. It's about actively shutting out. I know I've said it many times. Gotta say it again. Actively shutting out the outside world so that you can create that stillness, create that world of, I'm getting in my mind like this bubble of light around you, of solitude, even, so that you can hear, really hear what's within your heart space. You know what your heart is craving to do. You know why you are here, but you've been taught to ignore it. You've been taught to mistrust it. You've been taught to look away in other directions, other distractions, and there are ample ones. So don't, my sisters, wring your hands in worry, in grief, and saying we're powerless, because you are not. That is what they want you to believe, that you're powerless. And the systems that have been put in place for many, many a year have been put in place to keep us thinking we are powerless. And we've bought into that. We've bought into it. But there are those right now, such as myself, that are beginning to wake up. Beginning to see what's under those floorboards. Because it cannot stay hidden any longer. And that's feeling complete. I am Maya Ananda Voce here on the Happy Heart Sanctuary on the Big Island of Hawaii. Wishing you peace, joy, purpose. You are a powerful being of light. Now own it. Till next time, with gratitude, lovelies. From my heart to yours, we are one. So shall it be.